Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI, nice to hear from you. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI in the voice AI space, especially with your work for companies like Vector Solutions. What kind of services are you offering these days? I'd love to hear more. Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, one big challenge is reaching out to prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging without overwhelming our team. We want to scale but keep that human touch. How exactly does Dasha AI handle that balance? Tell me more about reaching out to prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging without overwhelming your team. Sure thing. So the tricky part is making sure our outreach sounds genuinely human, no robotic scripts or awkward pauses, while still being efficient enough to handle lots of leads. We want to avoid burning out our sales team with repetitive calls or emails. How does Dasha AI's voice AI keep conversations natural and personalized at scale? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Ah, I love that question. If Dasha AI exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine our lead generation would be running smoothly on autopilot with AI handling initial outreach so our team can focus on closing deals. Conversations would feel so natural that prospects wouldn't even realize they're talking to AI. Revenue would be up and our sales team less stressed. Sounds like a dream, right? How do you help make that happen? What do you mean by running smoothly on autopilot with AI handling initial outreach? Why is that important to you? Great question. By running smoothly on autopilot, I mean the AI takes care of those first touch calls or messages, reaching out to leads, qualifying them, and gathering key info without needing constant human supervision. That's important because it frees up our sales team to focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. So it's like having a tireless assistant who never gets tired or distracted. How does Dasha AI ensure the AI sounds genuinely human during those initial contacts? Tell me more about how building relationships and closing deals is important to you. Ah, building relationships and closing deals. That's really the heart of any successful business, isn't it? For us, it's about trust and connection. When our sales team can focus on those meaningful conversations instead of repetitive outreach, they create stronger bonds with clients. That leads to better deals, repeat business, and a solid reputation. So freeing them from tedious tasks means more time for what truly matters. Does Dasha AI offer tools to help with that deeper relationship building? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, one of the biggest constraints is definitely time. Our team is stretched thin, juggling outreach, follow-ups, and actual sales conversations. Plus, keeping the quality of those initial contacts high without sounding scripted or robotic is a real challenge. We want to scale without losing that personal touch. Does Dasha AI have solutions that can help us tackle these issues efficiently? What are all the ways time constraints and keeping quality high are affecting the business right now? A good follow-up. Time constraints mean slower lead follow-ups, which can cause missed opportunities and longer sales cycles. And if the quality of outreach drops, say sounding robotic or impersonal, that can turn prospects off, hurting our brand reputation. Together, these issues can stall growth and frustrate the sales team. So finding a way to speed things up while keeping conversations natural is a big priority. How does Dasha AI tackle both speed and quality at once? Can you go a bit deeper on how slower lead follow-ups and robotic outreach are stalling growth and frustrating your sales team? Absolutely. When lead follow-ups are slow, prospects might lose interest or go with competitors, which directly hits our revenue. It also creates a backlog that stresses the sales team. They feel overwhelmed trying to catch up. Robotic outreach, on the other hand, can make prospects hang up or ignore calls, wasting everyone's time. This combination stalls growth because fewer leads convert and the team's morale takes a hit. So it's a cycle we really want to break. Does Dasha AI have a way to keep follow-ups quick and conversations engaging? Wow. It sounds like slower follow-ups, robotic outreach, and team stress are really holding you back, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in? Mary, I appreciate the offer. But before we jump to scheduling, could you hold on for a moment? I want to make sure I'm fully ready to dive into the details with your team. Of course, take your time.